It was about 11:30 in the morning. I was sitting on the couch with a fluttering behind my sternum, waiting for a text message from a friend of mine who was a dom who I'd hooked up with a couple of times in the past. Nothing super serious, but I trusted him. And when his text message arrived, I unlocked the front door and then stripped naked, blindfolded myself, and lay down on my bed to wait. He was on his way with a curious new friend. She was in her 50s, recently divorced. She was on some sort of sexual walkabout liberation, and she had never topped before. So he had asked if I might be up for being a guinea pig for her introduction to being a dom. I had not met her, I had not even seen her face, and I never would. All I knew was that I would call her mistress, and I wanted to make her feel very good indeed. I don't know how long I lay there, face down and spread-eagled on the bed. It couldn't have been too long, but it felt like forever. Lying there, completely vulnerable, the air playing over my skin. I kept worrying, almost irrationally, about whether somehow my upstairs neighbors were gonna come down and lock the front door in a few minutes before they arrived, so I just kept telling myself over and over that if they needed to ring the doorbell, they could ring the damn doorbell. I'm sure I was just projecting my nerves. But they didn't have to ring the doorbell. After some hazy amount of time, I heard footsteps coming down the hall, and I had to resist the urge to curl up a little bit into my arms. A sudden feeling of vulnerability was rushing over me. But then I heard his warm voice praising me, calling me a good girl. And then I heard her for the first time. Her voice was throaty and sweet. She told me that I looked beautiful and thanked me for letting her visit. I was suddenly shy and whispered hello and thanked her for visiting, kind of into the mattress. And then there were hands on me, smoothing over my calves, my shoulders, and my back. I couldn't always tell whose hands they were, especially because both of them were moving around a lot. Sounded like they were arranging the space, although I couldn't tell exactly what they were doing. I know at one point Sir went to the bathroom. I heard the fan go and then the sink while Mistress ran her nails over my skin. Not too hard, just shivery and lovely. And then she went off to the bathroom, and he came back in and put his freezing cold hands on my inner thigh, still wet from washing them, just to be a jerk. So I turned my head towards him and paused to give him time to look at me and stuck out my tongue. He grabbed my lower lip and pinched it hard until I apologized. And then Mistress was coming back into the room. So he offered her a choice of things to spank me with. She picked out a wooden spoon, and he chose a heavy little paddle, and they both started spanking me at the same time. It felt a little odd being so unbalanced like that, and it stung quite a lot because I'd had no warm-up at all, but they gave sweet caresses in between the strokes that made me squirm, and mercifully they switched places to even me out after a little while. Once I was good and flushed, Sir helped me up and turned me onto my back. He asked Mistress about something I couldn't see, and she said that it looked fun. And it turned out to be clothespins. I shrank back a tiny bit as they fastened one to each of my nipples, and then at least a few more onto other parts of my breasts. But the nipple ones were hurting fast, and the pain was fanning out between the others, so it was a little hard to tell I didn't know how many were even on. I was sinking fast anyway. And soon enough, I wasn't thinking about it because Sir picked back up the paddle and applied it to my thighs pretty hard on the front, where the dense quad muscle is, before stopping to rub out a bit of the sting. Somebody licked the sharpest one on my thigh, which felt amazing. There were only maybe 4 swats, but they were good ones. The next day I had a couple of pretty pink halos peeking out from under my shorts that were still tender to the touch. The clothespins on my breasts were starting to really hurt too, so it felt delicious when they took them off and each one took one of my breasts into their mouth as I sighed out my gratitude. And then I could hear them whispering before I heard Mistress shift, and she was kneeling next to my head, telling me she was about to sit on my face. Ah, yes, 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 please, I said. And she told me that she planned to enjoy herself and that she didn't really care whether I did. It was adorable, very cute, nervous topping, 100% bluffing, but of course I behaved myself. And anyway, I really wanted her to sit on my face. So then Sir stepped in and grabbed my hair, shoved my head down into the bed and told me to be good. And her thighs settled over me. She lowered herself down onto my face and told me to lick her clit. It was a little bit more of a challenge to find than usual without being able to see or to move, but I went for shoving my whole chin in as a backup for my questing tongue. Even once I found it, my chin and my nose were helpful because she wanted pretty hard pressure. She tasted very mild and sweet and was shaved fully bare. She was so soft and smooth and slippery around my face. Then she told me to fuck inside of her with my tongue, which I did my best to accomplish. It was a little bit tricky because of the angle of her hips. It put the opening to her cunt pretty far from my face, so I had to engage my neck to really dig it in deep. Sir noticed that and came to help me by holding my head up, and then he amused himself by shoving my face hard and fast into her like my head was a fuck toy, but I rather appreciated the help. And then he wedged a pillow underneath my head and went around to watch from the other side. Sensing that I wasn't about to be punished for it, I wrapped my arms around her lovely, soft thighs. I groped her ass and pulled her hips back onto my face to help me get deeper in. She was wearing some kind of corset top. It was stiff beneath my fingers. Sir started fingering her while I shifted my attention back to her clit and her folds, providing pressure and as much friction as I could. She was getting so wet that it was mostly just sliding the entire lower half of my face across and into her until she came and covered me in her slick. Then I felt her hips lift gently off of me and her weight shifting to the side as she rolled to her back. Sir pulled me up and maneuvered me off the side of the bed to finger me while I rubbed her clit gently at first, and then ramping it up harder as she told me to. I inhaled a trace of something sweet around her decolletage. Maybe a perfume or a body wash. Not overwhelming, it just smelled so good. Her skin was so soft. I nuzzled a little along the edge of her corset and then up the side slope of her breast. And when I met with no resistance, I started kissing and sucking the soft mound in earnest. I did know that I was kind of taking advantage of her novice top status, but I believe that is the perk of having a novice top. Anyway, she started making lovely, insistent noises. But she did recall eventually and pointed out that I did not have permission to kiss her breasts, whereupon Sir grabbed my hair and yanked me back and peppered my ass with some really stinging strokes from the paddle as I yelped and apologized and quickly crawled forward to dip my hand back between her legs, bouncing a little while I waited for the sting to subside. But after only a couple of seconds, she told me that she wanted me to put my mouth on her breasts again. Ha! If you want to top from the bottom, do a good job with your mouth. Lesson learned. Anyway, Sir and I got her off again that way. This time with his fingers inside her and me grabbing her pubic bone with my palm and rubbing her clit with my fingertips and licking and sucking her breasts. After that, they pulled me over onto my back with my head towards the foot of the bed and spread my legs. Sir came around by my head and lowered his balls onto my face and then slowly stroked the underside of his shaft onto my outstretched tongue and open mouth before thrusting in while Mistress licked my pussy. Oh, that was really good. I stopped thinking very much. It didn't feel like wanting to come per se, but feeling their touch and smelling Sir's skin as he gently fucked into the back of my throat, first from behind me and then from the side, feeling their hands on me. He started to choke me, a little too high up on the neck, pushing into my jawbone, so I yellowed at him to tell him to move his hands down. He put my hand on his forearm and told me to squeeze if I needed him to stop, which I definitely did not want. I did not want him to stop. Once he had shifted down my neck, the pressure felt so good. He was being careful, which I always appreciate. Not enough choking to make me actually need to breathe, but it was enough to make me feel all cozy from the combination of good hard pressure on my throat and a mouthful of cock and the sweet, soft licks that she was giving my clit. Once I was well and truly floating, I thanked them and we lay there for a few minutes. Sir asked if Mistress was sated, but apparently she was one of those women who can always come again and quickly, which seems magical and impressive to me since a lot of times I can't even come once. But I heard Sir open a condom and then felt their bodies moving next to me as he started to fuck her. Once I had recovered a little bit, I reached out to help fondle and suck her breasts. I was more aggressive this time, given the level of pressure that she liked on her clit. I figured she'd probably like it if I left little bites around the swell of her breasts, sucking her nipple hard into my mouth and flicking my tongue and teeth over it until she came a third time. At that point, Sir was ready to finish, so he peeled off the condom and started to fuck my mouth. Mistress composed herself, and I heard them talking above me before he pulled my head off his shaft and down to lick and suck at his balls while she knelt over me to attend to his shaft. He shoved my face even further down, and I knew that he really liked having his ass played with, so I shoved my nose firmly into his taint and rimmed him a while, cupping his balls in my hand. He started making such nice noises then about how good we felt. And I was surrounded by them, and it was just so delightful, that warm and tender place where I could just exist. Eventually, he was ready to come and had me lie on my back while he slid his balls and the underside of his shaft over my outstretched tongue. While by the sound of it, Mistress was jacking him, telling him how hot we looked, until pretty soon he was shooting spurts of cum all over my tits. After that, I lay there and relaxed, still blindfolded, and we exchanged pleasantries while they cleaned themselves up,
and showed themselves out. And then I showered after taking off the blindfold, got dressed, and went out to go get a cheeseburger, grinning like a goddamn loon.